Well, here's one that Toby Keith just recorded. I know a lot of you don't like Toby Keith. I'm sorry about that, but I'm gonna get rich. Well, when I was a boy growing up in Caister Center, Ontario, I had 8 brothers and sisters. We lived in a big old farmhouse on a concession road. And on Saturday afternoon, my daddy'd load us in his station wagon, take us down to another concession road. There was a general store there, and a feed mill, and a White Rose filling station. We stopped by that feed mill, get us some chicken feed, cause you're always out of chicken feed. And we go over to that general store and get some groceries, and then we make our way over to that White Rose, and we get that station wagon filled up, so as we go to church on Sunday. There was a dime Coca-Cola water cooler there, and a salted peanut stand. My daddy'd buy us all a Coca-Cola and a bag of salted peanuts, and we'd stick those peanuts in that Coca-Cola just for a little extra fizz. Called that going to town when I was a kid. It was all we knew, and it was all we had, and it was all we wanted. It was good enough. Well, then a big oil company came, thought they'd buy out that White Rose chain. And oh, they changed the pumps, and they paved the parking lot, made everything nice and shiny, and they raised the prices just a little. About a year later, they decided the overhead was too high, and they closed that White Rose. Then the general store closed, and the feed mill moved to another town. And on Saturday mornings, I go out to my daddy's car, and I turn that key backwards, but it was already full of fuel. The day they paved the parking lot, somebody hung a ribbon up, and then they cut it down. And that big white rose up on that sign was the innocence in all our lives. You could see its neon light from half a mile out. Gas was 50 cents a gallon, and they put it in for you, and they pump your tires and check your oil and wash your windows too. And we'd shine those cars as bright, and we'd go park underneath that light, stare out at the prairie sky. There was nothing else to do. And now there's plywood for glass where the windows all got smashed, and there's just a chunk of concrete where those old pumps used to stand. There's a couple of cars half out of the ground. That old sign still spins around and round, but I guess a White Rose filling station just a memory now. And the girls would spend a couple of bucks just to meet the boys working at the pumps, and they grow up and fall in love. They all moved away. Strangers used to stop and ask how far they'd driven off the map, but then they built that overpass that they stay out on the highway. And now there's plywood for glass where the windows all got smashed, and there's just a chunk of concrete where those old pumps used to stand. There's a couple of cars half out of the ground. That old sign still spins around and round, but I guess a white rose filling station, just a memory now. And that neon sign was the heart and soul of this old one horse town. And it's like it lost its will to live the day they cut it down. And now there's plywood full glass where the windows all got smashed. And there's just a chunk of concrete where those old pumps used to stand. There's a couple of cars half out of the ground. That old sign still spins around and round. But I guess a white rose filling station's just a memory now. I guess a white rose filling station's just a memory now.
All those kinds of songs, they told me that I could never take them anywhere else in the world but Canada, because nobody would get them.